Case number 23-035. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You can move it. All right. Counsel for issuing authority, can you please identify yourself and your witness for the record?
Good morning. My name is Cynthia Isalis, and I represent the Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection in this revocation hearing, and my witness is Officer Mary Robinson of the Waterbury Police Department.
Counsel, can you please identify yourself for the record, please?
Good morning. Yes, my name is Attorney Pasquale Salvatore, 378 Chase Avenue, Waterbury, Connecticut.
Thank you.
My witness is the appellant, Gigi.
You don't have to tell, you can call him appellant, you can call him Gigi, whatever. You don't have to tell us his name.
Okay.
We know his name, but nobody else needs to know his name. Attorney Salas, would you like to make an opening statement?
I have no opening statement.
Okay. Attorney Salvatore.
Yes, first and foremost, I'd like to inquire of the board to determine whether or not you received our letters of recommendation.
Did.
Did, okay. And I also have a letter dated January 7th, 2022 from the City of Waterbury related to Gigi's employment as a constable.
Yes, we have that.
Okay, thank you. First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, I have before me a 78-year-old gentleman who has had a gun permit since 1980, never had an incident with the permit, never had an incident with the law, other than the incident for which we find ourselves here on today. For those of you who may not know, Gigi was charged with breach of peace related to an alleged statement he made to a teller at the Webster Bank over the telephone. He has since applied for the Accelerated Rehabilitation Program and has been granted that program. Upon successful completion of that program, the charges against him will be dismissed. We believe that he is a suitable candidate for a pistol permit. We'd like to see his permit restored. He is an independent businessman. He's owned his own company since 1984. He is also, again, a constable for the City of Waterbury. His duties with regard to his constable ship are, in amongst other things, serving civil process, serving restraining orders, warrants, etc. He is also a commissioner of the Waterbury Zoning Board of Appeals, and he has been so for 13 years. In short, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gigi has led an exemplary life, but for this isolated incident, which he wholeheartedly denies. And we hope that this commission would renew his pistol permit.
Thank you, counsel. Attorney Isalis, you may proceed with your case.
My only witness is Officer Robinson. Officer Robinson, would you please state and spell your name for the board?
Officer Mary Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
And where are you currently employed?
The City of Waterbury.
And what do you do there?
I'm a patrol officer.
And how long have you been working as a police officer?
17 years.
And were you working in the Waterbury Police Department on April 8, 2022?
Yes, I was.
And were you dispatched to a call regarding a threatening incident?
Yes, I was.
And can you describe for the board where you were dispatched to?
I was dispatched to Webster Bank on Bank Street in Grand.
Okay. And who did you meet when you got there?
I met with the assistant manager, Yolanda, and the manager of the bank, Cheryl Smith.
Okay. And what was their demeanor when you met with them?
They were shaken.
Okay. And what did you learn from them?
I learned that they received a phone call from the appellant requesting to withdraw money from his mother's account, who was deceased, and he was not able to unless he went through probate, and he was definitely not happy with that.
Okay, and what did appellant say to, who was he on the phone with? Was he on the phone with the manager or the assistant manager?
He was on the phone with Yolanda, the assistant manager, who
okay.
went to see her boss.
And what did he say to Yolanda, the assistant manager?
After arguing for a while, he said, I will be down there with my attorney, and I carry.
And I carry. And did you have a chance to speak with Ms. Yolanda about how she interpreted those statements?
Yes, I spoke with both Yolanda and Cheryl, who are very familiar with the appellant because he goes into the bank frequently with his firearm, open carry, on his ankle.
Okay.
So they knew he had a firearm.
Okay, okay. What did you do next in your investigation?
We went to his home on East Main Street in Waterbury trying to locate him. His neighbor saw us there and said he wasn't there. We got a phone number for him. I called him. He agreed to meet us at his family's business, Genrec, I believe, in Naugatuck.
Okay. And when you met with him at his business, what happened?
He was waiting for us in his car. He knew why we were there. We asked him if he had his firearm on him. He said it was in his desk. We asked if we could see it. We took it, his permit, and his ankle holder.
Okay. Going back to when you were speaking with the bank staff, did you learn from the bank staff what it is that, how much money he wanted to withdraw from the bank?
Apparently, I guess he had put $300 of his own money in his mother's account and he wanted that out.
Okay. And is it your understanding that the bank staff explained to him that he needed to go through probate in order to get the money out?
Correct.
Okay. And he, is it your understanding that he was dissatisfied with that answer?
Yes, very.
Okay. Now, looking over to my right, sitting next to Attorney Salvador, do you recognize the individual sitting next to Attorney Salvador?
Yes, I do. Yes,
okay.
I do.
We're going to call him the appellant. And you said you did arrest the appellant?
Yes.
And what did you arrest him for?
We arrested for breach of peace second.
Okay. And again, you mentioned to the board that you confiscated his firearm. Is that true?
Yes, it is in our property and evidence.
Okay. What time of day did all of this happen?
The initial phone call occurred at 10:30 in the morning.
Okay. And do you know what time you would have responded?
We were there quickly because it was considered a threat with a weapon.
Okay. And did one of the victims, at least one of the victims, come to the detective bureau that day?
Yes, ma'am. I know Yolanda definitely did.
Okay. And did that victim provide a statement, an affidavit for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what time was that?
That was probably right after we told her that we had located him.
Okay. Okay. And your understanding is that both victims were very concerned and very scared?
Yes, very.
Okay.
Thank you. Attorney Salvatore, would you like to cross?
Yes, Officer Robinson. Who did you say made the statement? Who repeated what my client said?
Yolanda.
Okay. And in her position with the bank?
She's assistant manager of Webster Bank.
Okay. And when you took statements, you took them from both individuals?
Yes, sir.
Both?
You met with them together.
You met with them together? Okay. Did my client make any statement to you with regard to whether or not he made such a statement?
No. But he didn't act surprised when I called him.
I have no further questions with this witness.
Thank you, counsel. Questions by the board? Seeing none, Attorney Salas, you already indicated that's your only witness.
Well, I would call the appellant unless he's going to be called by his attorney, then I'll just cross him afterwards.
My client's not going to be testifying today.
You're not calling your client?
No, he's going to exercise his Fifth Amendment right.
Oh, so he's not responding to any questions?
No.
Okay. Okay, so the record's reflecting that Attorney Salvatore is indicating your client will not be answering any questions.
That's correct.
Do you want to try to ask a question? I don't know if Fifth Amendment's going to apply, but
Sure, I can ask him, and he, you know, if you want to object as we go along.
Okay, I can object to each one. I don't want to waste any tribunal's time.
I just don't know what she's going to ask, so.
Mr. Appellant, how long have you been banking at Webster Bank?
You're not going to answer that.
No answer. Fifth Amendment.
Okay. Have you previously gone into the branch carrying a firearm, sir?
No.
No, is your answer?
He has difficulty hearing. Can you repeat that question?
Have you previously gone into the branch carrying a firearm?
I want you to say no.
No. No, I'm not answering this question. I'm pleading the Fifth Amendment.
Okay, so he's not answering my question in the negative. He's pleading the Fifth.
Correct.
Okay. So the letter that your attorney submitted to the board dated February 1st, 2023, in that letter it says that you are a constable for the city of Waterbury and that your pistol permit is an integral part of the duties that you must perform. What is your understanding of your position as a constable?
Again, I'm pleading the Fifth Amendment.
Pleading the Fifth Amendment.
Okay. Beyond that, I'm sure he will plead the Fifth, but I was going to ask whether he is a peace officer, whether the job description says that he must carry, whether there's also a letter from Waterbury in the packet describing his appointment, but there's no discussion regarding a permit. And is that correct?
Again, same thing.
Same thing, Fifth Amendment.
Okay. And I was going to go on from there. You know, are you expected to arrest anyone? Are you expected to investigate any crimes, you know, as a condition of your position as a constable?
Fifth Amendment.
Okay. I have no further questions.
The board want to attempt to ask a question of?
I would just say, I'm not sure, this isn't like a criminal proceeding, so we can take an adverse inference for failing to answer the questions.
That's understood.
Okay, I'm just wanting to make sure.
But as a result of his application to the accelerated rehabilitation program, it's my advice to him not to make any statements.
No, that's fine. I'm just the board.
Chief?
I don't have a question for the appellant, but I do want to clear up. He was arrested on May 13th, 2022. Is that correct?
Yes.
April 8th, 2022? I have May
13th, 2022.
Oh, really?
No,
April
8th.
Okay. I have it from the issuing authority question here.
April 8th, 2022.
The
incident on the
8th?
Yes.
April 8th
on the case report.
Okay, 2022.
Yes.
And do you know if he's applied for accelerated rehabilitation as he
is? I personally do not know that.
I do not. That's what his attorney's indicating.
Do you believe that he has a pending criminal case right now?
I do know that he has a pending criminal case right now, yes.
Okay, and that's probably why he won't answer questions.
Correct.
Not to jeopardize himself.
But he requested an expedited hearing today, so.
I was kind of wondering how we got here so quickly.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Other questions? And just to confirm, no further witnesses?
No further witnesses.
No further witnesses.
Okay, would you like to make a closing statement?
I'll rest on my opening, thank you.
Okay, Attorney Sales?
I do have a closing statement. So in this case, after the repeated negative interactions with appellant and seeing him open carry in the bank, it is understandable that the bank workers in this case would reach out to the police. They were in fact terrified, as indicated in Officer Robinson's report. To think the appellant would make such a menacing comment over $300 in his mother's account is terrifying to us. And it should give this board great concern about the appellant's ability to carry in public. Appellant's argument in his documents that he needs to carry his firearm to perform his duties is simply untrue and incorrect. He is an elected constable, not appointed. He does not have police powers and should not act as such. Thank you.
Thank you, Attorney Salas. Did you have a brief factual?
This is a revocation by the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection The revocation is for suitability. The base of the revocation incident that occurred on April 8th of 2022, in which the appellant allegedly made a phone call to Webster Bank, the assistant manager there. There was a discussion regarding the appellant's desire to withdraw money from an account. The assistant manager's statement, the discussion seemed to get heated, and at one point, it is alleged that the appellant said something to the effect that I'm going to come down there with my lawyer and I carry. The bank personnel seem to be aware that he carries a firearm firearm on him on an ankle holster. And that was the base of this. The appellant was subsequently arrested for breach of peace second, and then that case seems to be in the AR process at this time.
Comments by the board? Attorney Smitty.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but from what it sounds like to me, there's evidence on the record that he made those statements. Statements of counsel are in evidence. The appellant has not placed anything into evidence to refute that. So all we have is the fact that the charge was made.
Correct.
Okay.
Other comments? I have to agree with Attorney Sinetti. I don't know if I'm agreeing because he was clarifying, but we just don't have anything to go off of other than Officer Robinson's testimony about what happened that day and the fact that we know that the appellant is currently in AR. I just don't see how we have any facts to overturn the revocation.
If I may add, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
The fact that he's in the accelerated rehabilitation program and there's an inference that he's innocent until proven guilty and that he's denied all any and all charges would be, I would ask this tribunal to take notice of that.
We have taken notice of that, but there's still the underlying issue of the suitability. So it appears there's no other comments, so start down the other end. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Ms. Johnson.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority.